more Kerouac than corporate. That's the experience of four Harvard Business School students who've chosen to forego the traditional summer internship. Usually, Ivy League MBA candidates don gray suits to intern at Wall Street investment houses and expensive consulting firms. But this summer, this group of students is hitting the open highway in t-shirts and jeans. Their road trip stops off in places such as Detroit, Albuquerque, and New Orleans, where they consult for small businesses for free. WBUR's Kurt Nakish has their story.
Drive 2,200 miles west of Boston and you land in Corrales, New Mexico, next to the Sandia Indian Reservation. It's an unlikely spot for a small company called IDEUM that makes large touchscreen displays.
Of course, one of the barriers is, you know, it's pretty expensive. It's a $10,000 coffee table.
Right. Founder Jim Spadassini is telling four MBA wannabes how his company designs and builds digital displays for museum exhibits, but now wants to sell to new markets and doesn't quite know how to go about doing that. The MBA students listen, take notes, and speak up only now and then.
Is there kind of one or two other big questions you'd like us to take a look at? Or?
For hardware, I mean, I think the big question is...
This business in a small town nudging the Rio Grande, it's a long way from the skyscrapers overlooking the Hudson. That's where many of their Harvard Business School classmates are interning this summer.
I don't remember who first threw it out, but what's really strange is that it literally was Casey, Amaris, Hisham, and I all standing together.
That's Michael Baker, remembering how one of them said, what about a road trip?
A road trip just sounded so diametrically different from the typical things that MBAs do. You know, we go to cities, we sit in a room, we go to meetings, we make two-by-two matrices and things like that. And a road trip just kind of threw all that out the window.
Their HBS advisors were skeptical and didn't give them any money for the project. But Baker says the lack of school support didn't stop the four students from taking the road less traveled. They raised a little over $12,000 online, enough for the road trip, not enough to rent an RV like they were hoping. Baker used to work for a startup, and his fellow road trippers are a woman from New York City, an African-American from Texas, and a foreign student from Morocco.
It almost seems like it was engineered. You know, we have a diverse group in terms of where we're from and our backgrounds and what work we've done. It seems like it was put together almost like the Eagles, if you're familiar with that band.
Don't even try to understand. Just find a place and take your stand. Take it easy.
So they went running down the road like a different kind of two-by-two matrix. Two people apiece in two cars, one nicknamed R, the other V. They hit I-90 around the 4th of July with their first week-long stop at the Social Club Grooming Company in downtown Detroit.
So when I hear Harvard, I get really excited, you know. It's one of the most powerful business schools in the world, if not the most powerful business school in the world.
That's Sebastian Jackson. He opened the Social Club Grooming Company, a barbershop and beauty salon, with the goal of using cut hair to fertilize newly planted trees across Detroit. He wants to restore the city's canopy to its early glory. But it wasn't working like he imagined, and that's why he opened his doors when he heard about four MBA candidates on a summer road trip.
My perception was that they were going to come in, you know, these super smart kids and tell me what to do, you know, and how to do it and why to do it those ways. But that wasn't really the case. They came in and asked me what we did, you know, why we did it and how we did it. And they really spent a lot of time listening to me and to us.
But it wasn't easy. The MBA students call their second day in Detroit Terrible Tuesday because they saw lots of challenges for Jackson's socially driven business in a weak metropolitan economy. Casey Gerald, the student from Texas, says it was humbling.
Right, you go and you spend $250,000 to learn some frameworks, and then you get out on the road and you see that they're not very useful. So what do you do then? You know, at that point, you got to really listen to people and you have to really work with them to get in those moments of messiness where the real problem solving can happen.
But by the end of the week, they sorted through that messiness, helping Sebastian Jackson realize that his operation didn't really support his social goals. He ran the Social Club Grooming Company in a way that's typical for salons, renting out a chair and taking a percentage from the barber. The takeaway, if he wanted to change the culture, he'd have to change the business mechanics. Detroit declared bankruptcy while the Harvard students were on the road to Boulder, Colorado, a booming city where they worked with a company marketing U.S.-made products. Then their tires rolled over the antelope-spotted plains of Wyoming before crossing into Montana. That's where, during a week-long stop in White Sulphur Springs, they helped Sarah Calhoun with her business, Red Ants Pants. Calhoun's a rough-and-tumble outdoors woman who started a line of women's work clothes. She says the Harvard MBAs-to-be helped her understand how customers see her brand.
When they put on a pair of pants, they're not just putting on canvas. They're putting on, like, an almost another identity of either feeling more badass or I can accomplish more when I wear these pants.
Helping Calhoun stage a music festival under the big skies over the Continental Divide, NBA candidate Amara Singer, the New York City slicker, says she feels she was the one getting new perspectives.
Meeting an older man in rural Montana who didn't know where Harvard was. You know, he thought it was, like, in Ohio. And that was actually kind of awesome because it brought things back to a human level. Like, we didn't have to prove or disprove anything about where we went to school. It was just about meeting people and trying to help out.
After that came Las Vegas, Corrales, New Mexico, then New Orleans. Right now, they've made it to Asheville, North Carolina, where they're helping a microbrewery try to market to people who usually drink Budweiser. Hisham Alawi says it at once dawned on him that he has met people on the road who are smart and skilled and could be earning comfortable livings in the corporate world, but they're staying to help their communities.
The kind of commitment that we see too rarely, at least in the spheres of sort of the MBA program that we're in. And so that was a very powerful moment for me.
Alawi says the road trip has been powerful for his fellow students, too. They're thinking about turning their adventure into a new nonprofit called MBAs Across America, a road trip every summer. Casey Gerald hopes to see a summer internship dedicated to American small business become a choice for many more MBAs.
The next generation of MBAs are going to have to be different. In our lifetime, MBAs can be a force for growth and for progress and for social revitalization rather than for greed and for short-termism and for economic destruction, which we have become so known for in the past 30 years.
For now, their dream of a roving Peace Corps for MBAs has got to wait. They still have miles to go with one last stop in Washington, D.C. After Asheville this week, they'll get in their cars with that long ribbon of pavement stretching to the horizon, and they will, in the words of Jack Kerouac, lean forward to the next crazy venture beneath the skies. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Kurt Nickisch.